time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Mod Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce rewrites a familiar tune in the style of a great classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone. Our caller listens to Bruce play his Piano Puzzler and then tries to do two things. Name the hidden tune and name the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Andy Zerman is on the phone from New York City. Andy, welcome.
Pleasure to be here.
Andy, you are the past vice president of the Casting Society of America, and you worked on Broadway for quite a while.
I worked on a number of Broadway shows, including the original American cast of Les Miserables and Phantom of the Opera and City of Angels and Cats. So for many years, I did that virtually full time.
All right. Well, when we're done with our Piano Puzzler, I'm going to look for your assessment of Bruce Adolph and his presence at the piano.
Happy to do so.
Et cetera. Okay. Well, I think you know how this works. Bruce is going to play his puzzler, and then we'll see if you can pick out the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking.
Yep.
Andy, you all
Hope
set to
so.
Go?
I'm ready.
Okay. Here's Bruce Adolph with your Piano Puzzler.
I was right to be nervous. I'm very stumped.
Hmm.
The piano sounded a little bit like Debussy, but
correct.
Oh, right. I didn't hear any whole tone harm.
Yes, because you heard your subconscious or whatever. You're right, because you know Debussy got to his whole tone period. It's not in the early works. So this is patterned on an early song of Debussy.
Okay, I figured I'd get the melody easier. Can you play the melody a little stronger?
Yes, I will do it at the beginning. Not Laura, but I can see why it would remind you of that, absolutely.
It sounds like Laura, it sounds like Last Night When We Were Young, but it's neither one of those.
Well, the funny thing about this tune is it comes from a very old musical, not one you would have ever been involved in, but the musical, the people who wrote it actually stole it from a famous composer.
So that suggests that it's Wright and Forrest.
You know, you're absolutely right. It's right. Those are the names of the authors.
Which suggests it's probably from Kismet.
Correct.
But just play a little bit more, please. Okay.
So here we go.
Stranger in Paradise.
Yes, you got it.
It's harmonized so strangely.
Yes, well, it's harmonized by a stranger in paradise.
So Stranger in Paradise,
yes.
From the musical Kismet,
yes.
With a melody borrowed from Russian composer Alexander Borodin.
Yes, yes. Of course.
Rewritten in the style of Claude Debussy.
Based on his song Beaux-Soirs.
Based on the song Beaux-Soirs.
So this is Borodin via Wright and Forrest's rethinking of it,
right.
via Beaux-Soirs by Debussy.
Via Bruce Adolph.
Reimagined by Bruce Adolph, yes.
Pretty strange. You know, Andy, I'm very impressed that you said Wright and Forrest. Who knows those guys?
Well, I do.
Okay.
they were referred to as right and wrong as well.
Right. Wait a minute. We left one thing out. What piece by Borodin did the tune come from?
The Pavlovsian Dances?
Correct. This is great.
You can't get any more extra credit than that. That's fantastic.
You could fail the next course and still pass.
Appreciate it.
Andy, we were talking earlier about your work casting shows on Broadway.
Huh?
So what would be, I know we have lots of musicians and performers in our audience. What's your number one piece of advice for a musician going to an audition?
Be truthful. Bring yourself into the room.
Be truthful. Do it from the heart.
Exactly.
Andy Zerman calling from New York City. So nice to have you playing our piano puzzle this week.
It's been a ball.
Oh, great fun having you.
Great.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred. And bye, Andy.